Thank you for taking the time to share in Truth Infusion Ministries. Support for this radio program comes from your generous gifts and donations. You can find out more about David Markham and the Truth Infusion team at www.truthinfusion.com.
Today on Truth Infusion Radio, we are excited to introduce a great friend to our ministry, Pastor and Evangelist Steve Parrish. We invite you to join with Brother Parrish as he continues a sermon today entitled, The Gift of God.
The anointed preaching of the Word of God is like infusing strong medicine into a sick body. The modern-day church is sick, and what it really needs is an infusion of the truth. Hello, truth seekers. My name is Corey Callicutt, and welcome to Truth Infusion, the radio aspect of Truth Infusion Ministries. It is our prayer that in the next 30 minutes, God Himself will infuse life-giving truth into your heart. With that in mind, here's Pastor David Markham with this week's infusion of the truth.
Had a young man saved in our church a couple of months ago. And this young man, he visited one Sunday with a girl that was going to our church. He's dating her. And boy, that Sunday morning in the service, I saw God dealing with him. I saw him under conviction. But he left. He run out. Amen. He ain't let me get to the door. Have y'all ever been to a place of conviction? You say, I'm going to run away from here and I ain't going to never come back. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But you know what? The next Sunday, he was sitting back in the same spot. Boy, that Sunday morning, he stood around a little longer, but he left. But then I looked up, and he came back in. He walked up to me, and he said, Preacher, I need to talk to you. I'd seen this kid a week before, a young man. And I said, come on. We walked in my study, and I just looked around at him, and I said, what in the world would have made you walk up to me and said you want to talk to me? He had that faraway look in his eye, man. And I could tell, boy, there was big things going on. Oh, yeah, you go to getting ready to get your gift, it'll get bigger on the inside than anything on the outside. And all that stuff you couldn't figure out, if you ever get your eyes on your gift, you'll quit worrying about that stuff you can't fix and figure out, and you'll just get to wanting to open your gift. And he looked at me, and he said, Preacher, he said, I've been a heroin addict for several years. And he said, I've been clean for a year. And he said, I went through 6 or 7 rehab programs. And said, I've been through the 12-step program. Said, every one of them places told me that there was a higher being. And I had to get my eyes on a higher being. It couldn't be myself. And he didn't care if that higher being was a tree or a rainbow or what it was. And he said, so I've been looking for a higher being. He said, and I just never could get all that worked out. He said, but last Sunday, he said, you was preaching. And he said, I was looking at that cross up there behind you. And he said, things started coming into view. And he said, I began to see. I wonder, is that the higher being? He said, and all week long, said, that cross, I couldn't get away from it. And he said, this morning, said, I saw Jesus. I saw that he died for my sin. I saw that he paid my sin debt. And he said, Preacher, I drove off, but I come back because Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and said, I am the higher being. I am the I am. It's me or nothing. Amen. He said, this same Jesus is who I want as my Savior. And I watched that boy fall out in the floor, call on God. Brother Steve, are you against all that rehab? It may have took all of that to get him to where he was that day. Salvation is the Lord's work. I don't care what you're sitting under here with carrying it. I don't care how much bag. You may have enough Samsonite sin luggage stacked up to fill up that hole over yonder. He's a chain breaker. Come on. Where you don't see a way, if you'll just take your gift tonight, he'll make a way. We having a big time, ain't we? It's all about the present. You get around presents, it's a big time. God's gift is a practical gift. God's gift is a providential gift. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I thank God when the devil tells me for all his sin and come short of the glory of God, that means you good for nothing, rotten dog. I thank God where they was one all, he's another all. Amen. For all things work together for good. He's a practical gift. He's a providential gift. But, he's a personal gift. Now, I love seeing you get a gift. I love giving gifts. But I really love it when I get a gift. They say opposites attract. Me and my wife ain't nothing alike, thank God. Couldn't stand her. She's just like me. And where I can't wait, if I get her something, I got to give it to her. She can wait till right up at the... Brother Jared, she'll keep me waiting till midnight on my birthday. Brother David, I go to getting edgy, man. When it's time to get a gift, I want my gift. It's my day, I want my gift. We'll be sitting there, man, 2 or 3 days before Christmas. I say, you done got me something, ain't you? She'll say, no, I ain't got you nothing. I say, yes, you have. You a lying dog, amen. You done got me something. I didn't even know what to get you. I know you lying now. I done left Bass Pro Shops with papers turned down, amen. I done put pictures of guns. I done left what caliber bullet. I got stuff strung all over. She can't get a plate out of the cupboard about something falling in her lap, amen. She'll say, I don't know what you want. I ain't got you nothing. You're going to have to wait till Christmas. And I say, oh, honey, don't make me wait. That's 2 more days. I'm dead. Boy, she'll stand by her. She'll stand her ground, Brother Sam. She won't budge. I'll catch her going to the grocery store. Man, I'll go to searching that house out. I know, Ben, we've been together 37 years. I know all her hideouts. She'll stack stuff on top of it. Now, I know how to get it off where I can pick it up and shake it and weigh it and figure what it is, stack it back in there and put it up. Why, I'm excited about getting my gift. What are you saying, preacher? Hey, every morning His mercies is brand new. Hey, this ain't dangerous days. This ain't depressing days. This is exciting days. Why? Because of my Heavenly Father who gives me gifts. After gift, but it was all based on that first gift when He gave me the gift of God. Some of you tonight's looking in all the wrong places for what you think's going to make you happy. Boy, I've never seen a day with so many deceived people in it. Boy, the world's done got so in the church, such a hold on us. It follows you away. You leave the church and that crowd or that their way of thinking, away, it's always pulling on you. Well, people are all the time calling me saying, now, Brother Steve, would it be all right if I done this? Would it be all right if I went there? Would it be all right if I kindly just spend some time with this crowd? Let me tell you something. If you got to come ask your preacher, is it all right? It ain't all right. If you've got to make a court case to back up everything you're doing, there's something wrong with that. Man, this thing's simple. God said, here's my word. I got a gift that's going to get you through it, give you the power to live with it. Walk with me. Get in my path. Go with me. You won't have life. You'll have abundant life. Honey, you ain't got to make no excuses when you've received your gift. And as a matter of fact, He'll stand on His own, amen. He'll put you under His wing and you'll say, hey, I'm with Him, amen. If you've got to make excuses, if there's got to be marches and court cases and you got to do this and you got to do that, we live in a day where everybody wants their rights. I ain't worried about my rights. I'm thankful that He's right. God's gift is always personal. Boy, I love to get that He gives me. Why is that, Brother Steve? Romans chapter 10, we'll end up there in a minute, talks about how that they'll hear the word of God because a preacher, A preacher will bring them the Word of God. And verse 15 says, and how shall they hear except they be sent? We're saying, preacher, well, our Heavenly Father's in heaven. So what starts in heaven comes to earth. Boy, I like to see that UPS truck pull up around my house about gift-giving time. We live way out in the country. And when Twyla gets me something, UPS gently brings it. Hey, what are you saying? Hey, I thank God for that heavenly UPS truck. Amen. He'll pull up, and he'll pull up to where I am. And boy, he sends me those gifts. I'm amazed at the thing the Lord takes and how he packages it up there, how he sends it here for every preacher under the tabernacle tonight, how God will wake you up, and he'll give you a word for just who he knows is going to be in that service. What is that? Hey, it ain't about what I had for you tonight. It's about what he had for you tonight. Why? Because it was practical. It was providential. And he meant it to be personal just for you. I didn't know why I was preaching blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, last night. I didn't know why I was dealing with all those things about doubt, but I know there was one sister stopped me when I got here tonight and said the only one I had said anything about what I'd been thinking was God. And he sent me the word last night that I needed. Why you saying thank God for his gifts that he sends to us? Boy, this gift will never do anything for you till you realize it's a personal gift. The gift of God will wake us up when the Holy Ghost hollers, hey, honey, I've got something and it's just for you. When old Alan was a little old boy on Christmas Eve night, I couldn't hardly get him to bed. He'd holler in there all night. What time is it, Daddy? What time is it? Is it time to get up yet? But oh, boy, for daylight, I'd hear him coming down that hall saying, it's Christmas, it's Christmas, get up. What are you saying? Whoa, well, we're under that hotel about 4 o'clock. I got to thinking, get up, get up, it's Christmas. Amen. We fixing to go under the tabernacle. God's got some gifts. He's going to hand them out tonight. Then I got one more and I'll be through. God's gift, it's a practical gift. God's gift, it's a providential gift. It took all that your life has been to bring you right here on this tabernacle tonight. God's gift is a personal gift. I'm talking about he's able to speak to your heart and say, this is your you now. My son is for you. Then might I say, once you received your gift, God's gift is always a profitable gift. R.G. Lee said, there ain't nothing wrong with me that a good word from God won't fix. It's a gift that'll work here. He'll work there. He'll work anywhere. He's a profitable gift. Why, preacher? He'll begin to work on and turn around and change that you could never change yourself. Acts chapter 16. Turn to Acts chapter 16. Boy, one of the greatest examples of a man who received his gift and the change it brought into his life, the account of the Philippian jailer when he receives his gift. Let me say, first off, it changed how he would have finished. It changed his faith. It changed his family. And it changed his friends. And it changed his future. Look at verse 22. Acts chapter 16. And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. This is Paul and Silas after they've got through preaching. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. What are you saying, preacher? Well, what I'm saying is God's in the gift-giving business, but it don't always go the way we think it will. Maybe when somebody's fixing to give their gift. It may be there's things going on in your life right now. You're just like Paul and Silas. You've been mocked. You've been beaten. You've done some suffering just so God can get you in on some gift-giving. Brother Steve, they in a bad shape. Yeah, but business is fixing to pick up. Amen. Verse 25 says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loose. Elvis didn't come up with jailhouse rock. God come up with jailhouse rock. Verse 27, and the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep. Ain't that just like a feller fixing to get his gift? He's sound asleep. You may have staggered in here tonight, but I'm praying the Holy Ghost to fly you out of here. Seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Boy, don't miss verse 28. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Don't miss this now. He couldn't see them, but they could see him. Wait, Sam or Steve, I'm thank God tonight. When I didn't have sense enough to look for God, he came a-looking for me. I thank God tonight when I'd hurt people, when I'd broke people, when I'd give up on people. They didn't give up on me. They stayed in their place. They prayed me through. And when I should have killed myself and I was ready to give up, they cried out at just the right time. Do thyself no harm. We're all here. Then he called for a light, sprang in, came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas. Brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved and thy house. They spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. Oh, God done sent him a gift. He took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, was baptized, he and all his straightway. When he was brought them into his house, he set meat before them, rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. How you know these Baptist folk, Brother Steve? Because right after he got saved, he sat down at the table and eat. Brother Steve, we ain't all Baptists. Well, Saturday evening at 5 o'clock, we all going to be free meal Baptists. Amen, right here. Free meal Baptists. Why saying, preacher, I'm telling you, God's gift is always profitable. Look at what this gift did in this Philippian jailer's life. I told you, it changed how he finished. Verse 27 says he was ready to kill himself. His life would have ended there. Do you remember when God's gift gave you new life? Your life was killing you. Your sin was killing you. The way you was running was killing you. You was killing yourself. The devil said you'll never come to the place of victory. And then God came to where you was. He handed you the gift of God. Changed how he finished it. Changed his faith. Verse 29 says he came trembling and fell down. Now in verse 24 says he received a charge to put these boys in prison, to beat them and to take care of them. So here he is, a big man in verse 24. Here he is in verse 29. He comes trembling and he falls down. Now he fears what he once thought was foolish. Now what he once thought was wrong, he thinks is right. Boy, I ain't got over what my gift did in me. Man, I remember when I was lost and then nothing bothered me. And boy, I remember when I got saved and every sin that I ever done, I knew it the minute I did it. Woo, thank you, Lord, for the gift. Thank you, Lord, for a gift that changed my way of thinking. Changed how he finished, changed his faith, changed his family. He brought the preachers home. said that he got saved and all that was in his house got saved. Greatest gift your family will ever receive is when you receive the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus will be the difference maker in your family. And might I say tonight, he changed his friends. Changed his companions. We talked about it last night. Say, Brother Steve, I don't like you much. Well, just get your gift, amen. I'll get sweeter too. Brother Steve, I don't like this bunch up under this tabernacle. I don't like what I'm feeling here. Well, you just need to get your gift. You open your gift, you'll be amazed at. Preacher, what can he do for me? Hey, he changed this old boy. He changed the way he looked at people. Look now in verse 24. He was causing their stripes. In verse 33, he's washing their stripes. In verse 24, he's stoning them. In verse 34, he's feeding them. In verse 24, he locks them up in the prison house. In verse 34, he brings them into his house. The gift of God is always profitable to those who receive Him. I see what God's done. The little redheaded boy said last night, it's my favorite, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I see what God did. He gave the very best He had. I wonder tonight, what have you done with His gift? He's a practical gift. He's a providential gift. He's a personal gift. And honey, if you'll just take Him, He'll be the most profitable gift you've ever received. Huh. Boy, I stood up here long as I can stand it. I love to be around people who've received their gift. Jared Higgs, have you received your gift?
Yes, sir.
Is Jesus your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
You know I can see it. He looks so good on you.
Kind of looks like it.
Boy, he fits. He's such a good fit.
Amen.
My brother here that's got a new heart, that already got a new heart, got a new life, that already had a new life.
Absolutely. A gift every day.
A gift every day.
Every day.
Have you wanted to trade Him?
No.
Have you wanted to exchange Him?
No.
He fits just right.
I had a lot of problems, had a lot of doubts. He told me to let Him go. I let Him go.
Had a lot of problems, had a lot of doubts. He told me to let Him go.
Amen.
And I let Him go.
Amen. 6 days ago.
I'm talking about a gift. Old David. Man, old David, I've seen God do so much in him. Wakes him up in the night. Old David slept good in sin. He got saved, and God keeps him up all night telling him what He's got for him now. David, you know he's your gift.
Amen.
You know He's your Lord. Boy, He looks good on
you.
He looks good on you. You know what I found out? That everybody that's received their gift, He's the gift that just keeps on giving. Whenever I think I've exhausted Him, Brother Wes, He'll just bust out fresh and new. He'll show me that I've never seen before. He'll take me places I've never been before. Boy, God said man's got a problem. He's a sinner. That problem's got a penalty with it. It's going to bring death. There's going to be a payday. But boy, I tell you what, I better bring a present. And along with that present comes a plan. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart God's raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Four words. Thou shalt be saved. We think this is all about praying a prayer, saying the right words. Y'all know when I got saved, I ain't got a clue what I said. He said, if thou shalt confess with the mouth of the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart. Salvation's a work of the heart that'll make its way out through its mouth. You say, Brother Steve, I don't even know how to ask him. I'm in such a mess. Bring him your heart, honey. Just come on. The gift is here tonight. You come on and say, I want my gift. If you come tonight and say, I want my gift, that'll be your sinner's prayer, because it'll come from your heart. And you know what I found out about folk that get their gift in their heart? Words just come after it. I can't shut y'all up. Words just come. Because he makes a promise. He says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. A heart's call. And then, man, he's a peaceful gift. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What did Jesus say in John chapter 10? He said, I'm the door. Before you realize what's on the other side of a door, you got to go through the door. Been a lot of folks died and went to hell because they stood at the door and they never went through the door. You got to go through the door to get your gift. You can have a gift laying under a Christmas tree and live to be 100. Have your name on it. But if you don't go to where it is and pick it up and claim your gift, you'll die without ever opening that gift and realizing what somebody had given you. And I'm telling you tonight, the gift of the blood of Jesus is laying under Calvary's tree tonight. Amen. He's looking for anybody that'll come and receive their gift. Heads bowed and eyes closed all under this tabernacle tonight. Our singers are going to come. Our musicians are going to come. Our pastors, our preachers, they're going to come. Boy, maybe you're watching this online. Maybe you're watching this over the internet. You may be in a nursing home down the street. You may be in one of these houses like the little boy in this apartment complex. Boy, the Holy Spirit's providentially moved in your life. He sent you a word. He's shown you your need tonight. A sinner needs a Savior.
Well, that wraps up this week's Truth Infusion with Pastor David Markham. If you missed out on any part of this week's message, or if you know of someone that would benefit from today's word of truth, simply visit us at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. On our radio ministry page, you're free to stream the program of your choice to your computer or mobile device. While you're on the website, you can find out more about Truth Infusion Ministries, get information about upcoming events that may be taking place in your area, or sign up for our free internet newsletter. Truth Infusion is a listener-supported radio program and is furnished by Truth Infusion Ministries. To send us any questions or comments, or if you'd like to make a donation by mail, write to Truth Infusion Ministries, P.O. Box 637, Redwater, Texas, 75573, or email us at truthinfusion@gmail.com. I'm Corey Callicott. Thanks so much for joining us today. I encourage you to tune in next week for more solid biblical insight. And until then, keep seeking the truth.